节第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 21.
啊，阿摩士书第五章二十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 21.
我厌恶你们的节期，也不喜悦你们的筵宿会。二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳，也不顾你们用肥畜献的平安祭。啊，这个地方在讲神不悦纳他们守节期，啊，也不悦纳他们献祭。
You see that God despised their feasts and despised their offerings.
啊，在旧约时代有七个节期，大献祭。
There are seven festivals in Old Testament.
啊，这是摩西律法里面很重要的一部分。
This is a very important part of the Old Testament law.
哦，那阿摩士那个时代的人就照着摩西的律法，也守节期，啊，也献祭。
So the people at that time they follow the law of Moses. They keep the feasts and they also make the offerings.
哦，但是神却不悦纳。
But however, God is not pleased.
哦，那我们就想为什么
？So let us think why is that?
那今天这个代表什么
？And what does that represent today?
哦，因为以色列百姓啊，他们的信仰哦，到最后变成一个空的壳子。
So we can see that the faith of Israelite at the end is nothing but an empty shell.
哦，缺乏实质。
It lacks the true essence.
也就是说，在外表上，哦，他们在守节，在外表上在献祭。
So on the surface, they seem to be keeping the feasts. They keeping the days.
但在实际的生活上，啊，缺乏信仰的实质的表现。
But in their actual lives, they lack the manifestation of the essence of the faith.
这个是我一个很大的问题。
This is a serious problem.
因为这个样子，所以虽然守节献祭，神也不悦纳。
So, even that they keep the days and feasts, God is not pleased.
我们还记得啊，撒母耳，神感动他对扫罗说。
If we remember that God moved Prophet Samuel and talked, he spoke to King Saul.
听命胜于献祭。
I desire obedience over sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的自由。
I desire obedience over the fat of the cow.
这不是献祭不重要。
It's not that the offering sacrifice is not important.
或者表面的这个信仰的这些仪式的下面，应该是听命，应该是顺从，这才是信仰的实质。
What's shown, the essence, under these surface activity should be the essence of our faith.
那扫罗他缺乏这种信仰的实质。
So what Saul lacked is the essence of his faith.
所以他没有对神听命，也没有对神顺从，但是他有这个信仰的外表。
He did not listen to the commands of God and he did not obey. He only has the shell of the empty shell of the faith.
那在阿摩斯那个世代到底发生什么问题？
So at the time of Amos, what had happened there?
我们看二十三节。
Let's turn to verse 23.
第五章二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
我要使你歌唱的声远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的声音，唯愿公平如大水滚滚，是公义如江河滔滔。
Take away from me the noise of your songs, to the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But let the justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
好，这个信仰的实质就是过一个神喜欢的生活。
The essence of our faith is to lead a life that is pleasing to God.
那神喜欢的是什么？
So what is pleasing to God?
我们到下礼拜的读经就会提到。
If we continue our Bible reading schedule next week, we will discover
行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心、与神同行，这是神所喜悦。
Is to walk in a righteous way, to have merciful heart, and to walk and to do what is pleasing in the eyes of God.
但是在以色列百姓的生活当中，缺乏公义。
But in the lives of Israelite, they lack the justice.
也缺乏怜悯。
They lack the mercy.
所以他只有表面的这个信仰的这些节期献祭，神就不能够接纳。
What they demonstrate is the outer service, like keeping the feasts and days, which cannot be acceptable to God.
我们先来看同样第五章。
So let's turn back to chapter 5.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我知道你们的罪过何等的多，你们的罪恶何等的大，你们苦待义人，收受贿赂，在城门口驱往穷人。十三节。
13.
所以通达人见这样的时事，必静默无言，因为时事真是险恶。在阿莫斯时代啊，这些通达人就是头脑很聪明，对事情看得很清楚的人就静默不言。
So those at the time of Amos, those who are prudent, they will keep silent.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为整个社会已经缺乏公义跟公平。
Because the whole society lacks the justice and fairness.
那这个公义公平，这是神的本性的一部分。
So being just and fair is the one of the characteristics of God.
那这个社会缺乏公义跟公平，就是违反神的本性。
So when this society is not fair or just, it's against the nature of God.
那虽然有外表有一些宗教的仪式，但是生活没有神的本性的这种表现，这不是神喜欢。
So even on the surface, they keep all these sacraments, but in the essence, they did not keep the essence of faith.
因此，我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
想望神。日子来到的有祸了，你们为何想望神日子呢？那日黑暗没有光明。十九节。
19.
景况好像人躲避狮子，又遇见熊，或者进入房屋，以手靠墙，就被蛇咬。二十节。
20.
神的日子不是黑暗没有光吗？不是幽暗毫无光明吗？本来神的选民想到神的日子应该是很高兴。
Before the chosen people of God, when they look for the days of God, should be a pleasant day.
但是当一个人的生活缺乏公义的时候
，But when a life is lacking the justice and fairness,
他想要靠近神就没有办法靠近神。
Even though when they want to draw close to God, they are not able to.
他想要得福，却得不到福气。
They want to receive a blessing, but they are not able to.
所以这里说日子没有光明。
So there is no light in their days.
那人躲避狮子，遇见熊。
So when they try to hide from lion, they run into bear.
就是神不喜欢所以神的恩典就离开了。
Because God is not pleased, so the blessing and grace of God has departed.
神的恩典一离开你想说这个地方不好，我换到另外地方，那另外地方也不好，因为这没有神的恩典。
So once the grace of God departed, you want to move place to place, but you cannot find peace.
狮子跟熊就是要吃人
Because bear or lion are to attack people.
所以一个人没有公义，没有神的同在到处都会遇到困难。
So if a person does not have justice and fairness, and then everywhere he goes, he will encounter problems.
那下面进入房屋，以手靠墙就被蛇咬。
So when they enter into a house, when they put their hand against the wall, they will be bitten by the snake.
进入房屋，这本来是一种躲避灾难。
Now entering into a house, it's an action, it's a form of fleeing from the disasters.
但是进到房子里面。因为没有神的恩典在房子里面被蛇咬。
But because they lack the grace and blessing of God, when they enter into the house, they were bitten by snake.
所以信仰如果变空的形态的话，神的恩典一离开生活还是会受苦。
So if the faith turn into an empty shell, So when the grace of God departs, our lives will encounter problems and difficulties.
那守节今天啊，也可以指着哦，我们安息日的灵恩会。
So keeping the feast can also refer to keeping Sabbath or coming to attend the spiritual convocations.
好的，献祭也可以指着我们的奉献。
Offering sacrifice can also refer to our offerings.
当然，这个都是好的哦。我们那个能够来守安息日，来参加灵恩会，能够奉献，这都是好的。
So be able to attend Sabbath, keep Sabbath and attend the spiritual convocation. These are all good.
但是如果我们觉得说，我每个礼拜都去守安息日啊，灵恩会我三天都参加，十一捐我都献了，那我就是很好的基督徒。那这样的信仰就已经变成，快变成空壳子了。
But if we think that we keep the Sabbath every Sabbath and we are able to attend the spiritual convocation all 3 days and we offer a tithe as well and we think that our faith is good, then our faith is nothing but an empty shell.
因为守安息日的目的是要让我们分别为圣。
Because the purpose of keeping Sabbath is to differentiate what is right and wrong.
是我们真的以神为乐。
To keep what is holy and to enjoy God.
让我们灵性在安息日能够更新。
So that our spirit might be renewed in the day of Sabbath.
所以我们安息日完回去以后，下一个礼拜我们的生活可以改变。
So once Sabbath is done, our life will be changed and renewed the following week.
那奉献就是一种感恩。
And making an offering is a sign of showing appreciation and gratitude.
所以这个事情的下面都有一些原因的。
So under the service, there's a reason behind it.
但是如果这个原因我没有抓到，只是很表面的，哎，我都守安息的，我都有去教会的，啊，我都有献十一捐的，所以我是很好的基督徒，这样可能会发生问题。
But if we did not see this key point, and on service, we claim that we keep the Sabbath, we attend the service, we offer the tithe, then our faith is in a shaky ground.
就是我们在实际的生活要行公义，要好怜悯。
That means in our actual life, we must perform righteousness and be merciful.
对的，一定要做。
And we should do what is right.
错的，不能做。
And we should shun from evil and what is wrong.
这样才是有公义。
And then we have justness.
那这个是我们信仰的实质的一个表现。
So this is actually a manifestation of the essence of our faith.
好怜悯，就是我们对周围的人哦，要有怜悯的心。
So to have mercy means that we should have a merciful heart to toward people around us.
对慕道者，对缺乏的信徒哦，对软弱的信徒，要有怜悯的心。
To true seekers, to members who are lacking, or to members who are weak, we should have a merciful heart.
为花时间为他们代祷，或者花时间跟他们在一起，就鼓励他们，安慰他们。
We should spend time praying for them. We should spend time be with them, talk to them, encourage them.
那这个就是实质，行公义，好怜悯。
So this is the essence of our faith to actually walk in justice and have merciful heart.
那这样啊。我们在守节献祭，神就会喜欢，因为我们的生活是有实质的。
And then when we offer sacrifice and then keep the feast, then God will be pleased because our faith has essence.
所以这个阿摩斯四代我们看他们的信仰表面看的是不错，守节也献祭。
So at the time of Amos, if we look at on the service, they seem to be doing well because they keep the feast.
实际上是有问题。
But in fact, there's a problem with their faith.
没有行公义，也没有好怜悯。
Because they do not walk in justice and they do not have mercy.
好，那再从物质的层面来看，刚刚是从信仰的层面。
So we just look at the perspective from the faith, but now let's look at it from the material side.
我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
阿摩斯书的第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们躺卧在象牙床上，舒身在榻上，吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。第五节
，Verse five，
弹琴鼓彻，唱消弦歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的，以大碗喝酒，用上等油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。请读。
Verse 4, woe to those who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches, and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall. Verse 5, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David, invent for themselves instruments of music. Verse 6, who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruins of Joseph.
这从第四节念到第六节，我们就看到阿摩士那个世代的人呢，有一部分人生活水准相当高。
So if we read from verse 4 to 6, we can see the living standard at the time of Amos are very high.
第一个说躺卧在象牙床上。
First, it says that they lie on the beds of ivory.
这个应该是非常高贵的。
This should be a very expensive.
现在大概是最好的这个 mattress, 最好的弹簧床。
This is probably the best mattress or bedding that you can find.
那书生在塔上，这个以现在来讲就是沙发了，最好的沙发。
So stretch themselves out on their couches, that would probably refer to the best sofa that you could find.
那吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊，吃的是最好的。
So eat lambs and then the calves, they are eating the best.
睡的、坐的、吃的都是最好的。
So what they sleep on, what they sit on, and what they eat on are all the best.
那第五节
，verse five，
这个不够啊。
But this is not enough. 弹
琴、鼓瑟、唱消闲歌曲。
They sing songs and harp.
这个就是休闲生活。
This is their entertainment lives.
有很多的多样的休闲生活。
There are many kinds of entertainments.
唱消闲歌曲现在就是听流行歌唱流行歌。
So sing idol song is like listen to singing and listen to the popular songs today.
那以自己制造乐器。
And here says that they invent themselves instrument of music.
以现在来讲就是各种的享受，声立声的音乐，立体的电视。
So it would be like today we use the best equipment to enjoy the music, like a hi-fi equipment.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
以大碗喝酒。
Who drink wine in bowls?
喝酒就是要调理，要麻醉自己嘛。
Drinking wine is to nothing but to numb ourselves.
那酒也可以讲酒精的，也可以讲娱乐。
Wine, you can say it's a form of alcohol or it's a form of entertainment.
大碗就是说它有很多的分量，它能够享受很多。
And bowls mean that there's a lot that you can actually enjoy a lot.
用上等油抹身。
And they use the choice oil to anoint themselves.
现在来讲，就最高贵的化妆品香水。
So today we can say that they use the most expensive cosmetics.
那生活水准这么高啊，这应该是很好啊，这也是神的恩典。
So they have such a high living standard, so this must be good. This is also the blessing of God.
那你问题在哪里
？So what is the problem?
生活水准的另一面的负面就是。会影响信仰。
So on the other side of such a high living standard is that it will have a negative impact on our faith.
但是如果生活水准不会影响信仰，生活水准高当然是好。
Now if having a high living standard will not affect our faith, then having a high living standard is okay.
但是要做到生活水准很高又不会影响信仰是非常不简单。
But to be able to lead such a high living standard and not being able to affect it by it is very, very difficult.
我们就先看主耶稣讲的，再回来看摩西的世代，然后再回来看这里。
Let us look at what Jesus said and then turn back to what Moses said and then come back to Amos again.
马太福音。
Matthew.
24章。
Book of Matthew.Chapter 24,
37节
Verse
37 24章37节
Chapter 24, verse 37
挪亚的日子怎样人子降临也要怎样38节
38
当洪水以前人照常吃喝嫁娶直到挪亚进方舟那日39节
39
不知不觉洪水来把他们全都冲去了人子降临也就是这样主耶稣在讲他第二次再临就是挪亚时代的翻版。
So here Jesus said that the second coming of his time will be just like the Noah's time.
所以日光下没有新事。
So there's nothing new under the sun.
人的本性也是一样。
So the nature of man is the same.
那挪亚日子呢，人照常吃喝嫁娶。
So here, as the days of Noah, they were married and given in marriage.
因为在那个上古的时代里面呢，这个就代表享受。
Because during that age and time, this represent enjoyment.
啊，吃喝饮足饱足，饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这个是神的恩典。
So if you are able to eat and drink and have your fill, this is also a blessing of God.
啊，嫁娶。夫妻的生活，家庭的生活，这个也是神的恩典。
So marrying and giving marriage to live a wonderful life with your spouse, this is also a blessing of God.
但是当一个人他的注意力都在这里的时候
，But when a person's attention are all in this matters,
对洪水来就不知不觉。
But when the flood come, they will not pay attention.
其实挪亚是到处传警告。
At that time, we know that Noah has been preaching the God, preaching a warning to everyone.
那为什么当时的人会不知不觉
？But why were those people are not aware?
这个好像照相一样，你焦点对准一点，其他的地方都是模糊的。
This is very like when we focus, like using camera, focus at one point. Anything other than that is all out of focus.
哦，所以这个生活如果对准生活水准，怎么去享受，属灵上就会不知不觉。
So if we focus our eyes on the enjoyment of the lives, then everything else will lose focus and will be blurred.
所以生活水准很高，但是那个焦点要对准神。如果能够做到这样，当然是最好。
So if we can have a high living standard and our focus is on God Himself, then that will be wonderful.
但是非常不简单。
But it's very difficult to achieve.
耶稣已经讲，挪亚的日子要重新翻版。
Lord Jesus already said that the Noah's day will come again.
那洪水来啊。他就不知不觉就被冲走了。
So when the flood came, they were unaware and they were swept away.
那我们再回来看这个阿摩斯的世代。
So let's turn back to the book of Amos, the people at that time.
那这样的世代哈，这人有什么样的困难？
So people,
信仰上有什么困难？
People at that time, what kind of trouble would they encounter in regards to their faith?
所以有时候我们在想哦，我们现在的困难哦，不是物质上。
So if we give this thought, the problem and difficulty we encounter is nothing related to material.
阿摩斯世代的享受比起我们现在来讲算什么
？The enjoyment that they have at the time of Amos is nothing compared to what we have today.
所以我们现在的困难不是物质，我们现在的困难是灵性。
So the problem we have today is not about material, but it's about spirituality.
那第六节最后一句话。不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
He will not grieve for the trouble of Joseph.
以色列有十二个孩子。
Jacob has 12 sons.
那其中一个约瑟被掳了到埃及去了，卖到埃及去。
So one of them, Joseph, was sold to Egypt.
那这不但是约瑟的痛苦。
This was Joseph's grief.
如果他的兄弟很爱他，也会觉得很痛苦。还有个弟弟被卖走。
Now, if his brother cared for him, these will be his grief too. Will be their griefs too.
但是第四节一直讲了这个这么舒服的生活环境，到最后人就失去受苦的能力。
So, but here, if we look at from verse 4, if you continue to live in such a comfortable life, then you lose the power, ability to lead a difficult and suffer in our physical life.
那个苦难已经快来了。
The suffering is about to come.
那他一直喝酒，一直听消遣歌曲，他就以为那个还很远了。
So if they continue to listen to songs, drink and eat, they will think that these sufferings are far away.
觉得这个还很久。
They will think that this is still a long time coming.
这个就是问题。
And this is the problem.
人失去的一种那个什么，居安思危哈，失去了一种危机意识。
They lost the sense of alertness.
这个就是危险了。
And this is the danger.
人生活一舒服，就以为这个就是人生了，那还有什么可以忧虑的？
Quite often, when a person lead a comfortable life, they will think this is it. This is the life, part of life.
所以其实苦难已经快到了。
Little do they know that the suffering, the disaster is approaching.
我们现在看第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
所以这些人必在被掳的人中间首先被掳。书生的人的谎言乐器必然消灭。
Therefore, they shall now be the first of those who go into exile, and the revelry of those who stretch themselves out shall pass away.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主万军的神指着自己启示说，我憎恶雅各的荣华，厌弃他们的宫殿，因此我必将城跟所有的交付给敌人。
Verse 8. The Lord God has sworn by himself, declares the Lord, the God of hosts, I abhor the cry of Jacob, and hate his strongholds, and I will deliver up the city and all that is in it.
所以有时候我们看神在看事情跟人在看事情真的是不太一样。
So sometimes we look at that, how God look at matters is very different from how we as a man look at matters.
人觉得荣华是好的。
What we think is, we will regard this, all this enjoyment is good.
但是神憎恶雅各的荣华，厌弃他的宫殿。
But here say that God abhors the pride of Jacob and his stronghold.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这些让他的信仰往下掉。
Because all these things make their faith decrease.
我们看第六章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 1.
国为列国之首，人且最著名，且为以色列家所归向，在西安和撒玛利亚安逸无虑的有祸了。
Verse 1. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure on the mountain of Samaria, the notable men of the first of the nations to whom the house of Israel comes.
列国之首，当然这个是大家都希望住在那个国度。
And those who are the head of the nations, everyone would wish to live in such a country.
安逸无虑，这样的生活谁不愿意？
And to live at ease, who would want to be like that?
这样叫做有福气。
And this are what we call a blessed.
这个就是世界上是在追求的。
This is what most people pursue in this world.
但是从信仰上来看这一种生活方式。
But looking at it from the perspective of faith.
说这样有祸了。
Woe to those people.
为什么？
Why is that?
这不是神不爱人啊，是人性有一个没有办法克服的弱点。
It's not like God does not like men, but there's a weakness that men have difficulty overcome.
就是人太生活太舒服之后，人对信仰对这么苦受苦的事情啊，全部都听不下去。
When men lead a comfortable life, they no longer put their focus on faith on God.
但是信仰生活有时候需要受苦。
So therefore, our lives of our faith, sometimes we need to suffer.
彼得前书在讲盼望。
First Peter talk about hope.
活泼的盼望，第一章。
A living hope in chapter 1.
那这个盼望一讲完，从第二章开始讲，每一章都在讲受苦。
Then from there on, chapter 2 and onward, he talks nothing but suffering.
社会生活你要受苦。
Our society life, we have to suffer.
家庭生活要受苦。
And our family lives, we suffer.
夫妻生活要受苦。
And our life between spouse, we suffer.
信仰生活要受苦。
And our life on our faith, we suffer.
这样道理才有办法持守。
And this is the only way that we can hold on to our faith.
所以人如果能够做到生活水准很高，但是还是有受苦的心智，当然这是完美的。
Now, if we can live such a high living standard and also have a resolution and hard to suffer, this will be a great.
但是如果失去了下面一个，那前面这一个就变成灾祸的来源了。
But if we lost the later part, which is our faith, and then the first part, living such a high living standard, will become the cause of our downfall.
那这个第六章在讲表面生活上的享受之外，那在第一层，在下面一层来看他们的心到底有没有真的得到满足。
So chapter 6 talks about all the enjoyments they have on the surface, but the underneath it also talks about whether their heart is content.
第八章十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
主神说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上。人饥饿不是没有饼，干渴不是没有水，乃是因为不听神的话。”12节。
12.
他们必漂流从海这边到北边、东边，往来奔跑，寻找神的话，却寻不着。13节。
13.
当日美貌的处女、少年的男子必因干渴发昏。这个地方在讲那个日子。
Here talk about the day will come.
人饥饿干渴，不是没有饼，不是没有水。
They thirst and famine is not because they have no bread or water.
不是没有物质，这个什么都有。
It's not because they lack the material thing.
但是人的心饥饿干渴。
but it's their heart that their heart thirst and their heart are famine for the words of God.
缺乏神的话。
Because they lack the words of God.
所以十三节到处寻找干渴发昏。
So they look everywhere.
那到处要找到哪里？ 找到最终之乐。
And what they found is the pleasure in the sin.
醉酒用 drug 乱搞男女关系，就往那个地方去。
What they found is using drug, using alcohol, and use debauchery.
所以，当一个人的信仰变空壳子，内心得不到满足，人就开始往肉体的欲望去。
So when their faith become nothing but empty shell, and they cannot find a peace and contentment, they will go after the worldly enjoyment.
那这个就犯罪的开始。And
this is the beginning of committing sins.
所以我们从阿摩斯书就可以看到当时世代的信仰。So
from Book of Amos, we can see their faith.
那虽然时势险恶，没有人敢讲话。But
even at that time, no one dared to speak up.
因为这整个潮流变成当时社会的一种文化。
Because this has become a trend and become a culture at that time.
你要违反潮流，你要违反那个文化，你就会受苦，所以没有人愿意。
So if you want to stand, speak up against those culture and against the trend, and you will be persecuted, and no one willing to do that.
看第七章的十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 14.
阿摩斯对亚玛谢说：“我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒，我是牧人，又是修理桑树的。” 十五节。
15.
神选召我，使我不跟从羊群，对我说：“你却向我的民以色列说预言。”结果神呢拣选一个牧羊人。So
God chose a shepherd.
一个管理桑树的去传警告。A
dresser for the sycamore figs to preach the warning.
传预言。To
preach the prophecy.
那这个警告预言是什么？So
what are these warnings?
以色列的结局已经到了。That
the end of the Israel is coming.
就是毁灭将来到。The
destruction will be coming.
巴比伦将来攻打他们。The
Babylon will attack them.
但是到阿摩斯的第九章的最后。But
you will look at chapter 9.
我们会发现神又给他们很多安慰的讯息。God
also gave them a lot of a message of comfort.
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
我必我使的我的民以色列被掳归回，他们必重修荒废的城邑，居住栽种葡萄园，喝其中出的酒，修造果树木，吃其中的果子。这个被掳受苦之后，神的公义的惩罚之后，神的慈爱又回来，要带他们回来。
So after they were exiled and they have suffered, and then God has showed it just. And then God follow after that, God showed his mercy.
那十五节。
Verse 15.
我不再从我赐给他们的地上拔出来。
That I will never again uproot them out of their land.
因为神的公义已经达到，以色列百姓悔改了，所以神说我不再把他们拔出来。
Because the just of God has been carried out, and these people have repented.
所以这也告诉我们，如果我们生活遇到苦难，不一定都我们有罪了，但是 我们如果生活遇到苦难，缺乏神的恩典，我们一定要反省，到底神要我学什么？So
sometimes we might run into difficulties and problems in our life. Does not necessarily mean that we commit sins, but if we do run into them, then it's a good time for us to examine our faith.
每一件事情一定有神的旨意在里面。Everything
happens as the will of God.
那这个我们学会了神的慈爱、恩典、怜悯又临到。
If we learn this lesson, then God's love and mercy will come again. Blessing him.
144.
Sing him 144.
感谢主, 我们这次灵会有神的灵在带领。
Thank God, God has guided our spiritual communication this time.
看到祷告的功效。
We have seen the effectiveness of prayer.
灵会的结束就预备下一次的灵会。
So the end of spiritual communication means that we should begin to prepare for our next spiritual communication.
大概有5个多月吧。
Yes, about a little bit over 5 months away.
我们要常常为这个事情来祷告。
We should continue to and often to pray for this spiritual complication.
最后一次，我们继续用15分钟的时间，来我们为我们厄尔万教会的圣工祷告。
So in our conclusion prayer, let us pray for 15 minutes to pray for our holy work in Irvine.
让我们这个圣工一直发展这个动力，这样一直往前去。
So that our holy work will be developed and have a momentum to carry forward.
这个动力其实是用祷告推动的。
And this momentum comes from prayer.
祷告中我们纪念慕道朋友信仰比较软弱的信徒。
So in our prayer, let us remember all the truth seekers and those who are weak.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.